Namaste, welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention. Why is that? Now let us remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about, seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Light and Our Mood, from the book titled Healthy Pleasures by David Sobel and Robert Onstein. Playing to the natural strengths of mind and body, Healthy Pleasures explores the many ways to extend our lives as we enrich them by understanding the crucial role of pleasure in our health. Using the latest research in medicine, biology, and psychology, the authors, a renowned brain researcher and a leading expert in preventive medicine, propose a new way to manage health with less effort and more fun. To the excerpt, Light and Our Mood. Almost everyone experiences some change in mood related to the presence or absence of sunlight. On bright sunny days, we tend to feel better, perhaps more energetic and sunny. On dull gray days, we may feel moody, blue, and out of sorts. Most of us seem, at least to some degree, to be biologically programmed to follow the sun. It appears that light talks to the brain via the pineal gland. This tiny gland, buried deep within the brain, secretes a brain hormone which can induce sleep as well as depress moods. Here ends the excerpt, and I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy, you can buy it from the following link. If you can't click or by any chance see the link, you can log on to www.humanjourney.us and read the feature on this book and purchase a copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, near and dear ones. And if you like reading in solitude, do not forget to share in interesting excerpts, facts that you come across with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and listen to the episodes of the podcast each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.